Tiaclo parrots. We'll talk about now. Are these the Arnott's Biscuits parrots?
Yes, these are the Arnott's. I think I had been looking at a lot of books, perhaps about Pompeii and those walls.
Frescoes.
Yeah, the frescoes and the wall that has decayed, and just these old faded paintings. And I'd seen the Tiepolo ceiling down at the gallery. And I was very much on about fade and those beautiful pink, green, blue Italian colours.
Yes,
but especially those Italian colours somehow. You know, and it's sort of that dimly perceived pattern. And so most of those parrots had been actually on boxes that had been out in the weather, and they'd taken a fade. The ones in the top panel were a line of parrots that Arnott's used to put out that were blue. I don't think they'd put them out now. And I had a lot of those. And then I think I sort of worked it up. And the top part, I was also, I suppose, thinking a little bit about those biblical paintings, you know, loaves and fishes and things all crowding together. And what I went for was a feel. And I knew when I had a feel that made me feel that way. And so that suddenly arrived at being whatever it was, whatever it was. And nobody was saying what it was. It was an arrived statement. It was something, if you see what I mean. And I had a lot of trouble with the bottom part because I wanted to keep the flat feel. The whole thing was that you didn't want something coming out the front. It was about walls and things, but still I had that ledge at the bottom. That is actually two boxes, one put on another.
Are they bolted together or joined?
They're bolted there.
Yes.
And this had been, I think it had come down the river. It had a very good weathering on it. Yes, that's right. And this unlikely piece here is an egg box. The fading, yes, but you don't have to. What I like to think is that you don't have to read that. It just happens to make an artistic statement with this that is the right weight, the right pattern, the right fade. And
one thing,
eventually, it worked.
Going to ask you, when you're working with things like this, and they perhaps haven't got quite the right fade that you want, or quite the right colour. Do you ever interfere with it?
I wouldn't be above anything. You know, as long as it reads right to me. If it reads false, and I can't, I don't like it. That's it. But I would do anything to gain my ends.
So you do perhaps touch up things with colour?
Well, I don't, because I'm not very clever at it. I'm no good with a paintbrush, but I would if I could and if I needed it. I think I spend a lot more energy than most people, a lot more illogical time. Like, I search for things. I'm indefatigable when I know I actually want an example like that. I will go after it. I will go through a country dump. You know, and eventually you get what you want, or you get something that works as well.